You've heard the magic.
He's so happy right now.
The fun.
It looks pretty good from here.
And the moments that touch your heart.
To get out of the house and have some fun, it's amazing.
For 20 years, Kids Kids has taken children with terminal and chronic illnesses to Walt Disney World.
Let's go!
But we need your help to nominate deserving families for this year's trip.
Disney World rocks!
Details and applications at kidskids.com. That's KIDDSKIDS.com. Make an unforgettable trip happen for someone you know.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
June already, right? The 5th of June already.
It is. Mm-hmm.
With Kid Craddock in the morning. Thanks. Yeah, we've got a new contest going on. We'll tell you about it in a little bit. It's called Who Lived Where, and it's on KidNation.com. And you have to figure out where, which house belongs to each cast member.
Mm-hmm.
Match them up, and you can win a trip to one of our hometowns accompanied by the person who used to live there. So you could go to Florence, South Carolina with Kelly Raspberry and go to, quote, the best Mexican restaurant in America, San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably,
it's out of business now, though, unfortunately.
But it was the best.
Is there any way, if you called now, could you get the two guests that go with you and you into Red Lobster for dinner, if you called now? Because I know that it's really hard to get into Red Lobster.
Well, when they first opened, there was a wait. It was about a three-week wait to get in.
Three weeks to get into Red Lobster.
When it first came to town, but it's been years ago. That's old news.
Yeah, that's
now.
Only 1 week.
Does Florence have an Olive Garden?
I think they got an Olive Garden.
Wow,
yeah.
I've been hearing they were going to get one.
Yeah, they finally got an Olive Garden next to Shoney's, I believe. So long.
By the way,
next to Magnolia Mall, I believe.
Here's the rule: in every town with fewer than 25,000 people, there is a rumor that you're getting an Olive Garden.
Florence got one.
You got one,
or it's an Outback.
Yeah.
I can't remember now.
Mm.
All right, who went grocery shopping? Who's the last person on the show to go in a grocery store and buy groceries?
I went.
I'm a big cook, so I probably went
Monday.
You went Monday?
I went yesterday.
You went yesterday? Jenna.
It's been Jenna, don't
grocery go. Store.
It's been months.
Months.
Oh.
Big Al?
It hasn't been months. I like eating out more.
You own a restaurant,
I don't know that I've been this year. I did have to go to get some pee-pee pads for my girlfriend's dog.
Okay.
For your girlfriend?
Her dog.
Oh. Can we have a whip noise?
Yeah.
Just to play.
That's all good. That's a good boy.
Hey, you know what? Whip.
She's fixing him dinner.
Whip.
No, no.
Yeah, that's just a, that's
I love
nice
it.
Thing.
No, okay, fine. It's just funny.
Just whip him up.
And they were for me. I mean, right. Not for me, but for
your house.
For my house for when she brings her dog over.
Well, maybe you'll be as excited about this as I am. Listen.
Amazon started out life as a bookstore on the web. That didn't last long. Now there are few things you can't order from them. Soon to include milk, bread, and eggs. The company has been testing a service called Amazon Fresh in Seattle. Reports say they are ready to expand to at least 20 other urban areas initially, coming after the others in the web grocery delivery business.
There you go.
Wow.
Now, there's only one place in my town that delivers. Well, there's two, but one is super organic and super expensive. Then there's another one that's a little bit more reasonable, and they'll deliver groceries to your house. And they charge you like a $15 delivery fee or something like that, which is kind of worth it if you're really busy.
When I lived in Chicago, I did this because when the weather was horrible sometimes I didn't have a car, and it's just a pain to grocery shop. So they had this great delivery service, and it would go to any grocery store you wanted, generic or, organic, and it was $10 per $100 that you spent.
I wonder if they're still in business because so many tried that and so many went under because they couldn't make money.
We used to do commercials for one.
Yeah.
We thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Net grocer.
Something like that.
Yeah.
They still do it in New York.
It was a huge fail, like millions of dollars lost.
I think it tends to be more successful in cities where transportation's a pain and you don't have a car.
But it's a preview of things to come, I think, because when I used to go to Best Buy or Circuit City and buy. Now I buy it on Amazon. When I used to go look for a sale at the local department store at the mall, now I go on Amazon. When I needed something for cooking, I would go to Williams-Sonoma or go to one of the maybe I'd go to I'm trying to think of all the different cooking stores. Yeah, now I go to Amazon. Pretty much, if I need a mop,
and you probably do half of your Christmas shopping on Amazon.
This morning, I bought an iron. And an ironing board on Amazon.
This morning?
During a break.
I bought a book yesterday on Amazon.
One click. It took me like 30 seconds to buy an ironing board and an iron because my pants were wrinkled. And I asked Janine, do we have an iron up here? Because we're on TV. No, so now we got one coming.
Yeah, our steamer stinks.
This is a sign of things to come. If you can get groceries delivered to your house, you don't even have to call them. It's just like you just sign up and they bring the staples every week and whatever you add to it. I don't mean staples for a stapler. That'd be dumb.
I can see it working out for a wife. That,
you'll never leave the house.
Yeah, yeah. That has kids and stuff like
this. This is where we're headed.
This is cool.
I don't eat at home. So.
This is where we're headed. On the one hand, it's going to kill our social activities and our social life because we won't interact with people as much. Now, I don't know if you talk to people at the grocery store. I don't normally talk to many people there, so I'm not going to miss that.
Well, they're not talking to me at the grocery store.
But I would totally do Amazon over going to the grocery store, especially for milk, eggs, and butter and the normal stuff.
I need to talk to people.
Okay.
I need to see.
So that's out now. But on the other hand, think of what it does do. It keeps cars off the road. It keeps gas from being burned.
Environment.
It helps. Well, I mean, the truck has to pull up. So it's not like.
But it's only one truck compared to.
It's one truck filling
hundreds.
A lot of groceries, hopefully. Yeah. So I'm kind of on the fence about it. I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I think regardless of which it is, it's there. And we're definitely going to be a society that leaves the house a lot less often because we can order everything online.
No, I need to talk to people. I need to. You know what? I kind of look forward to going into Home Depot.
Yeah.
And there's that guy at the door that says, hey, how you doing? Need help? You know, I like that.
Yeah.
I like. Personal
Home Depot would be fine.
Yeah, but you like people, Al.
Yes, I do. I need to.
Not
talk
all
to
of
people.
Us want to talk to people.
Could you buy a car without ever sitting in it, or going to the dealership, or shopping, or anything?
No,
could you
I
buy
could.
A car that
no.
way? Because so many people now are doing that. They just go online, they look it up, they say I want these options, and then they'll say I'm willing to pay this price. It's kind of like Priceline. I'm willing to pay this much, and they send that to every dealership in your town. And they write you back and say, well, we can't do your price. We can do this much. And then you say, okay, send it. And they bring it over with the paperwork. And you never even sat in it. You've never even seen it.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the second largest purchase that people make in their lives.
Yeah.
And people are just buying it without ever seeing it.
I bought my bus online.
A bus?
I bought a bus.
A school bus.
A school bus.
You bought a short bus.
See, that's.
I did. I never told you that.
A school bus online.
I bought a
school
bus.
But you drove it.
No, it was in California.
Come on.
Yeah. It was, I swear.
Wow.
That little short bus he has.
How'd they ship it here?
It was like.
There's no way that thing drove across the country.
18 something thousand dollars or whatever.
Yeah.
But they put it on a. They call it a low boy. They pull, a low boy 18 wheeler.
Yeah.
And they brought it down here on a truck.
Yeah. Is that what you're saying that was when you brought 28 bus boys from Mexico on a bus? You're saying that was you bought a bus? Okay.
Shout out.
That's where you're going with that?
No. Anyway, no, but that's.
They're living in it.
No, living in it.
I don't know. If I was immigration, I'd probably take a stop over there, Big Al's place.
I know. Why would you do that?
Oh, it'd be it'd be a jackpot.
Poor guys, let them work.
That guy get promoted.
Do they have quotas?
I don't know. So, what were we talking about? Amazon. Grocery shopping in Amazon is rolling out city by city, and the top 10 cities in America are expected to have Amazon shopping, they say, by the end of this summer.
Whoa.
That'll be cool.
I'll try it.
So,
must be nice to have Amazon.com.
It is.
Prime membership.
You're still there, must be nice guy?
Yeah, what are y'all talking about? Ordering food?
Amazon.
Online ordering.
Yeah. Sorry you had to keep on holding throughout that conversation.
Well, you said just right through the commercial, and then y'all kept talking.
You know how we are. We start talking.
Like an hour. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Must be nice guy. Hi, everybody.
What's going on?
Good to hear from you.
I heard about y'all's new contest. Somebody's going to win a trip to one of you guys' hometown, right?
Yep.
And you're going with them.
Yeah.
I saw that on KidNation.com. I'd offer to take all y'all to my hometown, but we'd have to go back in time because the whole city was destroyed by a Twister.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
That's too bad.
Oh.
Sorry, dog.
Not a tornado. The rapper Twister came to town. There
was that's
huge,
Twista.
Huge riot afterwards.
Yeah, Twista.
Hey, if I win this contest, I'm going to choose Kid and go to his hometown.
Oh, he'd love that, I'm sure.
I want to go to his hometown of Miami, or is it Toledo, or maybe it's Clearwater.
Tampa Bay.
Maybe Kid could combine all his fake hometowns in one, just say that he's from Miledo Water, Florida.
Florida.
Sounds good enough to me.
Be nice.
Hey, I'm from Miledo Water.
Yeah.
Florida.
We get it.
Florida.
Yeah. Got it.
Hey, guess what I did yesterday?
What?
Go ahead, everybody guess.
Oh, you went fishing.
Nope, you're wrong.
You went to the emergency room again.
I came up to y'all's studio yesterday.
Oh,
man. Because I wanted to give you guys a gift for working 10 days straight without a vacation.
What did I get?
Must be nice.
What was my gift?
I made microphones out of popsicle sticks and rainwater.
And rainwater?
Yeah. And I bought you a goodie bag from the Diarrhea Factory.
What's in it?
So I hitched a ride up to your studio on a train headed west, and I got to your show at 10:01, and everybody had left for the day.
That's weird.
Wait, must be nice to finish work before Subway even opens.
Well, we kind of had a benefits meeting, so maybe we were in the
meeting. Yeah, we had this meeting about our great health insurance plan. Yeah.
Health insurance, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
They don't offer that at the diarrhea factory?
Obama. Yeah, I guess you guys have to rest your voices so you can say, "Where's my chauffeur?" loud enough for everybody to hear you.
Right, yes.
Hey, is it the great Kelly Raspberry over there?
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here quietly.
Hi, yes. Kelly.
Hi, Mr. Must Be Nice Guy.
Not Mr., just Must Be Nice Guy.
I'm from the South, and I use terms of respect.
Little Birdie told me you spent a little time at the hair salon over the weekend. You get some extensions?
Well, actually, I get them done at work.
Doesn't matter. I hope you like your new hairs. Much as I did when it was on my head.
Oh, this is your hair.
Yes, Kelly, you're wearing my hair.
Thank you for donating to my sexy locks.
I confirmed it with the hair pro.
Who knew Must Be Nice Guy was a ginger?
Yeah,
Must Be Nice.
Great hair, my man.
I still kind of miss it. I've been growing it out since I was 5.
Do you want it back? I can just unclip it.
I never had a haircut. Mom and Dad weren't allowed around scissors, court order. Anyhow, you've heard of Locks for Love?
Yeah.
They donate here to the need. I didn't go to them. I gave mine to a charity called Weeds Varieties. And,
thank you. That must be how I got mine.
So I hope you're enjoying it. I sure have a lot of memories tangled up in that hair.
Oh, I get it. That was a little pun.
In school,
right?
They used to call me High Beams.
Why?
Because you could always see my headlights.
Yeah.
Oh.
You get it?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
you disinfect
yeah.
this stuff
I know what that means you did.
Yeah.
That's my catchphrase sweeping the nation.
It's not that really doing very well.
Growing up, my brothers were so mean about it, Kelly. One of them would use the bathroom and then get up and grab me and hold me down and hang my dirty hair in the dirty toilet.
Oh, that's nice. To
that's when I finally had to cut it off because the bacteria growing
right.
in there was starting to learn English.
Right.
Not to mention the god-awful smell. I told, you know, when I donated, I said, you probably can't use my hair. It stinks so bad. And they said, no, we can get rid of that odor. Temporarily, at least long enough to sell it.
Yeah,
well, that's good to
know. Because they were right, must be nice.
But it was 99 cents.
Kelly, does it have a Febreze?
Are you wearing it today?
A Febreze scent?
Have I ruined it for you forever?
Well, somewhat like Lysol for some reason.
Hi, JC.
Hey, must be nice, guy.
Hey, how was your weekend in San Diego?
It was fine.
Wow, well, you sure go to some horrible places, San Diego.
Well, my sister was
how
graduating.
Was it?
It was fun.
I know
cool.
it well.
Yeah?
It's down there in wow. Is it still down there in Southern California?
It's still there, yes. It's still there.
Let me ask you. I bet you use the word weekending a lot, don't you?
No.
Oh, Kendi and I are weekending in La Jolla. You say that a lot?
I can't say that I've said that any time.
I just weekended in an abandoned deep freezer in the Ninth Ward. That was nice.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, you can read about it on TripAdvisor. I wrote all about it on there.
Okay, well, I'll check it out for you.
So how's the perfect family? How's the perfect Chavez family doing?
We're doing well.
You got one bun on the table, another bun in the oven, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
What are you going to do, eat them? Must be nice to be a big celebrity. Get away with everything, including eating babies.
What?
Must be nice.
I'm not going to eat my babies.
I know what that means you did.
He's not taking his medicine.
I know what that means you did.
You're on drugs.
Catchphrase redundancy for maximum viral traction.
Got it. I don't know what that means either.
Hi, Jenna.
Hey, must be nice guy.
Big weekend.
I had a big weekend.
I heard
yeah.
you went to eat at Nobu. That's where all the big celebrities go, right?
How
Nobu.
Do you afford that, Jenna? I don't even
must
know.
Be nice
wow,
for a $70 piece of fish. Must
yeah,
be nice.
I'm on Mr. Must Be Nice Guy's
wow.
side.
Wow, they don't even have to cook it. Here
yeah, you're
you go.
Right.
It's... Here you go, rich lady. Here's a tiny piece of fish for $75.
I work, and it's my favorite place yeah. in the world.
Well, it's not to be confused where I went for lunch.
Where's that?
No food.
No food?
Well, the health department shut them down 2 Tuesdays ago, so all they have is water and ketchup now. But I can make a mean Virgin Bloody Mary. You know,
you're cutting out there.
Yeah. Oh, you must need to put another quarter in.
Yeah. Yeah. Payphones, you yeah. know. Yeah. But I can make a mean Virgin Bloody Mary if you
really?
No, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying.
With ketchup and water.
That's my backup catchphrase in case I know what that means you did didn't catch on.
Okay.
I'm not bragging. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a backup catchphrase, you guys.
What is it?
Not bragging.
Must be nice.
Just saying.
Oh, look at Al trying to get in there.
Jenna.
Yeah.
You thought any more about you and I going out on a date? I think I'm probably the last guy left that hadn't. So,
oh, wow.
You know, you don't have to worry about me getting all handsy with this because my carpal tunnel rheumatism gout's come back.
I'm going to need you to send a photo in first.
Must be nice to be able to use your hands to grab things.
Yeah, it is.
if we go out and you mind picking me up, I don't have a free car to drive because I don't talk on the radio for 20 minutes a day.
I will pick you up. Can I take an Uber to pick you up? Have you ever heard of that?
Well.
Because I prefer not to drive since I'm so rich.
Yeah. You got a vacation coming up?
Well, I think I do over the 4th of July.
Last time I had a vacation was when the diarrhea factory was closed for one day. Half a day they shut it down. They rented it out for a wedding. And I went out to the parking lot and got a sunburn. I guess that's kind of a vacation.
That's a vacation.
So we're a lot alike, you know. Must be nice to have sand in your bathing suit instead of rocks in your overalls.
Yeah, I don't like that sand. You find it for weeks.
Hey, I don't want to be rude, but does your side boob have a name? Because, you know, that growth on my neck, I call it Larry. I just wondered if you had a name for your side boob.
I don't know. You're more than welcome to name it.
Poor guy.
Not bragging, just saying. Backup catchphrase sweeping the nation.
Why don't you think about that for the next time you call in?
Hey, Big Al.
Hey, must be Nesca.
Do you?
Never
mind.
Dang it, I was so close.
You start rattling off the things that are great about your life.
So close.
Give him a chance.
Yeah. Jeez, next time. Next time.
Kelly, I wonder what that smell was in here. It must be that.
Must be my weave.
Your weave. What were you saying before? The believe? What were you saying?
Unbelievable.
I believe I can fly.
Yeah, you do.
And now it's
unbelievable. Weave for
I think it all came from the same head of someone with us.
I think I want to borrow this for the weekend.
Nice.
You should.
I'm going to wear this to the grocery store and see if somebody finally hits on me.
Maybe the long hair will do it.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Love letters to Kelly coming up in a second. The letter that that I can't wait to talk about is the one about a tradition that I have a hard time letting it die. There are a lot of traditions out there. Traditions aren't necessarily good, you know?
Right.
I mean, slavery was a tradition at one point.
Yeah,
so they're not necessarily
one of my favorites.
A good thing. Tradition doesn't mean good, but there are some traditions that have been around forever. For example, a man holds a door open for a woman. A woman does not hold a door open for a man, typically.
Okay, gotcha.
Right?
That's a good tradition.
Yeah. We've got one here about a woman who wants to know how to propose.
A woman that wants
yes.
to know?
Wow.
And that's, I'll be honest, maybe I'm a dinosaur, but that's one of my hanging on for dear life traditions, that the man asks the woman.
I like,
you know, not
we
the
give
other way
the
around.
Ring, right? We give the ring.
We give the ring. But
yeah.
But what if she gives the ring and she does the proposal?
Huh.
We'll talk about it coming up.
That's risky right there.
Kid Craddock in the morning. We've been giving away summer camps for the last couple of weeks. What a cool thing. You know, we talked on the air about how the best presents are not material items. They are experiences.
Right.
The chance for an experience. Because at the end of the day, that's what you're really going to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Not that thing that they bought you that broke, you know, and you threw it away. But that experience. It'll be in your mind forever.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving away these incredible experiences. A week at camp. It's from Palo Adventures Camps. Make sure I have that right.
Pally Adventures.
Pally? How do you spell it?
Pally.
P-A-L-I.
P-A-L-I.
Yeah, Pally Adventures Camp. And we have one remaining camp, and it's a pretty good one. Fashion, yeah.
Fashion camp.
At Fashion Camp, you'll work with fashion industry professionals at an array of design skills, including pattern making, stitching, and sewing on sewing machines. Basically, I think they just send you to China to a factory and you make something from Kim Kardashian's new line.
No, this is camp.
Yeah, this is camp. So there's a lot of cool stuff going on, and people are signing up and telling us which camp they want to go to. Let's see who's on the phone right now. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Mary Kay? Michaela? Michaela?
Yes, I'm Michaela.
Michaela, what's your last name?
Urias.
Michaela Urias. How you doing?
Urias.
Urias.
How old are you, Michaela?
I'm 9.
All right.
9. What grade are you, Michaela?
I'm going to 5th.
You're going into the 5th.
See, that's so cool when school's out and you can say, I'm going
in. Yeah, you always round up.
Yeah. Aren't you glad you're not a crappy 4th grader anymore? Yeah.
yesterday.
So why do you want to go to fashion camp, Michaela?
Because I was really excited about making my first skirt. In 4-H, and I use my sewing machine, And it was so exciting to use the sewing machine for the first time and everything, and I did pretty good.
So you kind of already know how to use a sewing machine.
She's got a little
experience. Needs to perfect her skills so she can go on Project Runway one day.
Yeah. Do you ever make sketches of dresses and stuff like that?
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Yeah. Well, at this camp, you're going to be doing that. You're going to be creating designer pants. You're going to be making a handbag, shirts and dresses. And then on the last day of camp, everybody shows off their work at the Friday Fashion Showcase.
Please don't tell me Tim Gunn is a camp counselor, because I would die right now. That would be the best.
Oh, you just said amazing.
Kelly's going to take the trip away from Michaela.
Yeah. Southwest Airlines will provide the airfare, and you are going to Southern California, Michaela. Congratulations. Hey. You've just won a summer camp.
Yay!
Yeah. Hey.
That's a big deal. You're going to California.
You're going to camp to California. Yeah. Have you ever been to camp before?
No, not really.
Not really.
Have you been to California before?
No.
Wow, okay.
This will be so exciting. It'll be the best summer ever.
Michaela, do you want to be a fashion designer when you grow up?
Yes.
Who do you think is the best dressed celebrity in Hollywood?
What?
Best dressed. Who do you think is the best dressed celebrity?
Boy, Jenna, you're brave. You are brave.
Well, if she loves fashion.
It's hard to say.
All right, hang on a minute.
Why am I brave?
Hard to say. Because
I just wouldn't have.
Because there's just so many choices.
If she's passionate about fashion.
Yeah.
I am sorry, Kid Craddock.
No, it's just brave because I just wasn't sure you were going to get an answer there, and you didn't.
Need some time to sort that
out. Yeah. It's hard being nine on the phone with grown-ups.
I thought she did a great job. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Way to go, Michaela. You're going to do great at camp. Fashion camp with fashion industry professionals. That is our fifth and final camp to give away on the show.
All right. Job well done.
And now,
love letters to Kelly.
Brenna writes, Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I know that marriages go through good times and bad, but aren't the happy times supposed to outweigh the awful ones?
Mm-hmm.
Been married for 8 months, and everything my husband does drives me crazy.
Oh, no.
I just can't hold it inside, so unfortunately, we're fighting a lot.
Oh, boy.
I feel like he does things to drive me nuts on purpose at this point, and I resent him for it. He has a stronger relationship with his computer monitor than he's ever had with me.
Uh-oh.
Should we just call it quits before we invest any more time in what could be a wasted marriage? Boy, that first year is so hard.
That's the thing.
The first year
is the worst. You're learning, if you did not live together before marriage, some people do, some people don't, you're learning things about your partner you never knew.
See, she's used to getting, what's the word?
Attention.
And once you get married, That attention scale, it never peaks again.
No.
I think, Phil, for a lot of guys, maybe the reality of what they've just taken on kind of sits in. So they maybe revert a little bit back to their, you know, more carefree sort of like a little mini act of rebellion. She says he's on the computer all the time because the responsibility of what he just signed on for maybe is a bit overwhelming for him and daunting. So I wouldn't say trash the marriage. You're only eight months in, but try to weather the storm a little bit.
You know, I don't talk about my personal life, but when I first got married, we were struggling too with that, with stuff like that.
Yeah.
And one of the things I would do is, so we went to one couple's therapy session just to try to get it worked out early on, you know? And that worked for a while, but,
it was all on me.
A lot of years.
It was all on me.
It is usually the dude.
We would get back from a vacation and I would immediately disappear into my little home office for 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
Not because I had something so pressing I had to get done. I acted like I did, but I think it was more that I just wanted to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that giving up your alone time might be the most dramatic, especially if you're someone who treasures that, where that's precious to you, to have time to be by yourself. You don't get a lot of that when you're married, especially once kids are there. So that's what we had to talk about, was that she shouldn't be offended that I go in and do that, and then I should probably, you know, try to make it shorter visits.
Yeah. And from little girls' perspective, you know, we have this idea from a child of what marriage is going to be. It's the Cinderella fairy tale.
Yeah.
And so when you come into the marriage, you want to cook for him. You want to do everything together. You want to sit on the couch and watch movies together on Friday night.
Should she give him less attention to make him want to give her more attention?
No.
I'm asking.
Those are games.
Don't play games, but maybe, you know, make sure you're doing your part to make him, you know, maybe not be nagging him, but planning fun things for you to do together, but not in a, you know, I don't know. It's kind of hard because I don't know the couple.
The older and crustier I get, the more I realize that I learn only from example. I learn only from seeing other people and seeing how they do it. Like somebody that I'm interacting with or somebody that I'm hanging out with. I watch how they treat
each other,
me and others, and then try to replicate that.
Don't you find that both people in the successful marriage have their own interests, and but then they can still come together, and it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
You have to have something for yourself, and then you can bring that to the table.
Well, just like when we go on vacation, the best shows, I think, the best times we have together when we come back, we've been apart for a little while. We come back, and we have so much to talk about, you know?
I believe in the adage, I don't know who said it, but it's one hobby for me and one hobby for us. And if every couple had that, and you're just as passionate about it, and the other person doesn't need to share in the one that's just for you. They don't have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Phil talked about that. He loves tennis.
Right.
Robin was not a good player. He's a really good player, Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
So he would start bringing his wife out to play doubles, and it was frustrating because she's not good, and he's good, and he wants... People who play tennis want to play with somebody at least at their level.
But here's the wife. But I've got a cute tennis outfit. Yeah. I want to be with you.
And I have to give up Wednesday nights my whole life. I don't get to see you on Wednesday nights. And finally they just decided you get to do something that I don't want to do on Wednesday night. You know, and that makes perfect sense to me. But getting back to Brenna, how does she get over
just
him,
give it some time,
trying to drive her crazy?
I said don't, you know, see where you're contributing to it and how you, but I don't know the couple, so I can't give them really specific advice except for
love letters.
Don't throw in the towel. Go to someone you would trust and get their advice because they would know you as a couple better than
I'm still
would.
Talking over the jingle.
Love letters.
That's the jingle.
Love letters to Kelly.
Is that the new rule? I just shut up when the music plays?
Shut up on the jingles.
All right.
Christian writes, speaking of Dr. Phil, my father-in-law thinks he's Dr. Phil and my wife is buying into it. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that not a single day goes by that he doesn't send some kind of relationship-saving email to my wife. Most of the time, he talks about stuff that is apparently bothering her, but it's news to me because she hasn't shared it with me. She's only shared it with him. I guess she's always been a daddy's girl, but shouldn't she tell me about what's on her mind before she goes and cries to her dad so he can write me some lecture? It really makes me question the strength of our bond when I'm always the last to know about our quote-unquote problems.
Yeah,
well, maybe you should start going to your wife and asking her how she's feeling and if anything's new and going on in her day. Maybe you're not engaging her in those conversations. That's why she feels like she has to go to her father because you haven't filled that void.
Ask her.
But some dads want to be the hero and want there to be a problem so that they can still feel connected in that way, you know? Like, oh, yeah, the guy you marry, yeah, he's great. Craig's great. But you know what? He's not going to listen to you the way I do, you know? And it makes the dad feel better about himself.
You know, that's kind of bad looking out for the dad, too, because the dad needs to go ahead and chime in on that a little bit and say, look, talk to your husband. This is
right,
y'all's
back
marriage.
Off a little bit.
This is y'all's marriage. Y'all go and try. I'm so wise today.
But,
y'all go and work this out.
So good, Al. You're so wise today.
You're fine until you said I'm so wise today.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
You can write a love letter to Kelly by going to kidnation.com and clicking on get this, love letters to Kelly.
Whoa.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yeah, but these aren't very good today. I'm not.
These aren't good.
There's nothing cut and dry about any of them. You know?
Cindy says, I'm going to ask my boyfriend to marry me, but I can't figure out when the right time is.
Now we're there. Now we're somewhere.
His birthday's coming up, and I don't know if I ask him on his birthday, if that will take the focus away from that day forever or not. He went out of his way to make my birthday amazing. And I want to do the same for him by proposing and giving him a ring.
Yeah.
What should I do, Kelly?
Let's not do that.
Cindy.
Let's not do that. She hasn't said anything about, well, she hasn't given me any background. Is he dragging his feet? How long have you been dating? Are you reading much more into this than you should be?
What about the
I don't know.
What about the general premise of her just deciding that it's okay for a woman to ask
the man? Yeah, she acts like this is completely okay. And maybe I'm behind in my thinking, but as are you, Kid Craddock. You admitted it.
I did, I'm not proud of it, but it's a hard one for me to let go that there are some gender roles that I still want to stay in place.
I remember very vividly Britney Spears asking Kevin Federline to marry her, and he got upset by that. Yeah. He said, no. I know I don't make as much money, but I'm still going to be the man in this relationship, and I'll ask you when I'm ready to ask you.
To me,
so you risk offending him, number one. You risk embarrassing him if you do this in front of a big group and put him on the spot like that. That's bad.
Yeah. I don't want you to hold the door open for me, okay? I got it.
Right.
And I don't want you, if somebody says something rude, I don't want you to get in the fight with the person that said it. Let me do it. I'm the dude.
Yeah.
Let me be the dude.
Yeah.
Let the man be the man. Give him the chance.
See,
what
I struggle with that because sometimes I... I go out to eat with a guy friend. He doesn't always have to pay for it. We're not dating, so why can't I split it? And I'll hold the door open for a guy. A lot of those traditions I don't care about.
Yeah. But you're not in a dating relationship with
but
them.
But I'll tell you what, the whole proposal thing, as much as I don't care about the other stuff, I couldn't do it. Yeah. I still just don't think.
No, let the guy hold on to that.
If I was a woman, I would feel like, wow, he's supposed to ask me, so this is some consolation prize that I have to ask him.
And girls tend to always question the guy's feelings to begin with, you know? So if you're the one that asked him to marry you, aren't you always going to wonder if he ever would have?
Put a message on my Facebook page at kidfacebook.com. If you are a woman who proposed successfully to a man and you're married to him, let me know let me know why you did the proposal and not him.
And how would her friends treat her afterwards? You know, because the girls will see
the ring.
How'd
he do it?
They'll be like, oh, how'd he propose? And you just got to be like, well, I actually did.
It's a shame because a girl wants it so badly. You know, her whole life she's been envisioning how it's going to happen. You read about other girls' stories and you hear from them about how he did the lights in the field that spelled out, will you marry me and all that stuff. And you have to turn around and do it. And it's just kind of
Would you send yourself, if you're married, would you send yourself flowers for Valentine's
Day? See, there are some women that do that.
There
are women who do that, though. But are they? But is it fulfilling?
I wouldn't think so.
It make you feel good, you know?
Love letters to Kelly.
All right, this person's so anonymous, they only signed it riddled with guilt.
The guilty one.
And she says, I love my husband very much, and I'm completely happy in my marriage, but I find myself more and more attracted to my best friend's husband.
Ooh.
I would never act on my attraction, but almost nightly I have steamy dreams about him and wake up feeling guilty.
Oh my!
How do I get this man out of my dreams?
Well, you stop
guilt.
Obsessing about him during the day. You know, distract yourself with other things.
Yeah, right.
Like your husband.
I mean, you're like, I can't help what I dream. Yeah, but you can help what you're thinking about during your conscious hours. And if you're sitting there obsessing about this man, obviously it's going to manifest in your dream. So distract yourself with something else. Maybe start considering dating other people and throwing yourself into other single situations where you'll be around more attractive men who are available.
Didn't you say she's married?
If you're obsessing
about... Did she say
she
was married?
Yeah, she's married.
Oh, she's married.
Yeah.
Pay attention
married.
To your husband.
You're not listening.
I missed that part.
I love my husband.
I missed
so
that part.
It's only three lines.
Oh, whatever. Like, you listen to everything that I say.
What'd you say? Okay, so she's attracted to her best friend's husband.
Stop obsessing about him during your conscious hours. And you know
what
I know
about
it's hard.
How about this?
Every time he pops in your head, distract yourself. Yeah. It's like that song that gets stuck in your head. How do you stop thinking
well,
about
it's
that song?
Her it's
no,
her
you
best
sing
friend.
Something else.
Her best friend's
else.
Always going to be bringing up that guy.
Just
not her
best
friend.
Bring
her husband all the time.
You just tell the best friend. You tell her, and you'll you'll never see him again.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Problem solved.
Well, that's
the truth.
You'll never see either of them again.
Right.
That's a tough one.
Wow.
Kelly. That's not tough.
No, I mean, if you're on the other side of that, you're the best friend, right?
Uh-huh.
And Jenna tells you. Go ahead, Jenna. Tell her about her husband is hot.
Kelly, I just cannot stop fantasizing about your husband. He's so hot.
Fantasize.
See, and that ruined. What am I supposed to say?
What
ruins
would you
the friendship.
And but you would add to that, you know, and I never want to act on that or do anything, but I
look,
like...
I hope you know, Kelly, I would never do anything because I love my husband, but your husband's just hot.
And we're always honest with each other.
But
so.
If you guys are open
so,
for
yeah,
a
maybe, maybe the three of us could go somewhere.
That's kind of what that
if
sounds
like. If we're drinking
like.
One night and something happens, I'm cool.
That's too creepy of an idea. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. All right. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, you just go to kidnation.com and click on love letters to Kelly right there.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I hit it
first. Yep. Oh, we're giving away a cool prize here. It's a chance for you to go to our hometown, the town that each of us grew up in, one of them, along with the cast member who lived in that town. And all you have to do is play who lived where.
If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave.
Yeah, going home
won't
again.
Take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
The house that built me. And, you know, I have fond memories of the house I grew up in. I see it now on Google Maps, Street View.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, they've painted it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had it pink with black shutters.
Nice.
She was going through what I like to call her bipolar phase. and now they painted it back to looking normal. Actually, we did to sell it. But... you know, there's a lot of memories inside that house.
Yeah.
And
we
would like to take one of you back there to, you know, to see our house and then see where we grew up and stuff. So go on kidnation.com and play that game. It's called Who lived where? KidNation.com.
All right.
On Friday morning on the show, we have a special guest. Austin Mahone will be in the studio with us. You saw him on the Billboard Music Awards. Opening up for Taylor Swift. He just added 5 more dates to that tour, by the way. It's Austin Mahone, Ed Sheeran, and Taylor Swift. That's a great show. By the way, Ed Sheeran played, you know, he's my man crush. I love his music. He played last night in between shows. He's a hardworking kid. Or maybe he needs the money. I don't know. But I hear that if you open for Taylor Swift, you don't get a lot of money to do that job because there's
exposure.
There's so much exposure there. When 50,000 people are there to hear you,
sure,
that paying you would be redundant.
Well, you'll make a ton of money off your merch.
Just merchandise, yeah. So what these guys do, they don't make a lot of money on the road. So when they have an off night, and Taylor, by the way, is doing fewer cities this year than ever before. She's putting in some break time there.
Yeah.
During those breaks, they go off and do what are called privates, and those are corporate shows. Last night, the Walmart shareholders meeting in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah?
And Ed Sheeran performed. You ready for this? You're a Walmart. This will make me buy Walmart stock so I can go to this next year. Ed Sheeran and Elton John.
Elton John showed up?
At the Walmart shareholders meeting.
Who's got more money than Walmart?
So they did the Grammy thing they did?
I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't mean one song. I mean, Elton John performed, Ed Sheeran performed.
Yeah.
Then Elton John and Ed Sheeran performed. I almost bought one stock just so I could drive up there and go.
One stock would have got you in?
Yeah, I don't know if it would or not. One share?
Yeah.
$80, whatever it is? Why not?
You're a holder, so.
Speaking of stock, it looks like Apple might be going down today.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear?
No.
Samsung won a big lawsuit yesterday with Apple. A big ruling in a lawsuit. Samsung has alleged that Apple stole their design for transmitting data on the iPhone 4 and the iPad and the iPad 2. Now, it's also for the iPhone 3 and the original iPhone, but they don't sell those anymore, so it doesn't matter. The companies don't.
Mm-hmm.
But Apple is not allowed to sell the iPhone 4 or the iPad 2 anymore.
Huh?
Can't sell it anymore.
Wow.
So
there's
one
a 60-day review process on this, but it doesn't apply to the iPhone 5. But the iPhone 4 and the iPad 2, they can't sell it anymore.
Huh.
So my phone's a novelty now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Even though the ban doesn't apply to Apple's newest products like the 5, the Wall Street Journal and Forbes are saying that this could still cost the company $1 billion.
Steve Jobs is rolling over in his grave right now.
I wonder if the judge did the pinky up to his mouth when he said, and because of this ruling, Apple is likely to lose $1 billion.
Thank you, Dr. Evil.
I miss Dr. Evil a lot.
Can do for a good comeback.
So, Kelly, talk about how this affects your life.
Well, it doesn't really. My daughter has an iPad, too.
Yeah.
But that was a gift from Auntie Crazy.
They'll still support it and stuff. They just can't sell it. Now, a year from now, this won't matter because they won't be selling those products anymore.
Right.
You know, there'll be a new iPhone, a new iPad. But for right now, it's pretty dire straits for all these products sitting in warehouses.
Well, if you were going in to buy an iPhone right now, wouldn't you automatically go to get the iPhone 5? Because
not if you wanted to, you know, go cheap and save a lot of money on the 4.
Probably get the 4 for free almost, right?
Almost free, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the 5, I don't know how these things work.
So that's the very latest on that.
All right.
And lastly, I don't know, you guys have probably said this to yourselves. It might be time to make some changes to my nightly skincare regimen.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I have any skincare regimen.
Well, mine's pretty quick. I just got one.
Is it
product.
Failing you for some reason?
Well, look at you all 30 and not needing to do skincare.
Or being a dude.
Mr. Lucky.
Yeah, look at you sitting there in your makeup, not having to do anything.
Yeah.
Well, I don't put it on.
You know what?
You have to take it off.
That makeup is restricting your pores and making it even more necessary for you to have good skincare.
I got wipes.
There's nothing
wrong. That's your regimen then.
And let's be honest. There was no male skincare 15 years ago.
No.
All they did was take the girl's skincare and put it in black bottles.
Right.
What a brilliant move.
Or put 4 men on the end of it.
Yeah. Are guys so dumb that we can just go, yeah, I need Clinique number 2 for men, which is exactly the same as Clinique number 2 for women, just not in the light blue bottle.
But I knew that you liked the lotions and the face stuff, so what did I buy you for Christmas?
Yeah.
Skincare regimen.
Love it. Why not?
I remember what it's called, but I remember Kenzie said it was cool.
Can a guy do that?
Yeah, you should do it.
Can a guy buy another guy?
Oh. I sure did.
They have everything.
Yeah,
I sure did.
As long as you can blame it on the wife.
I even got to put the little pack together. They let me pick and choose what I got to get kid.
Well, there's been this study going on. Here's why we're going to have to make changes, ladies and men. There's been this study going on since 2011 in Australia, which, by the way, is a hot place. I don't know if you're aware.
Very hot.
Hot, but like popular, hot
no.
like
in our winter, Australia's in summer. And this last year in Queensland, it hit 121 degrees.
Damn.
In the winter or in the summer?
Well, their summer is our winter. So in February, it hit 121, broke a new record.
Jeez.
They're saying that Australia is the global warming epicenter of the world. It's not tidal waves and flooding, it's hurricanes and flash floods and wildfires. And I mean, the whole country is like a disaster. It's a mess. They've had to spend so much money on climate stuff.
But everything is so expensive over there, from what I hear.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think it's always been that way, though.
Huh.
I don't think it's related at all to this
beautiful place.
Well, I'm just saying people want to go there. I mean, it's expensive.
Yeah.
You know?
But in Australia, they've been doing this survey because, you know, the sunscreen survey. What a good place to do it because it's so hot. So they had these people, two groups, and they put sunscreen every day on one of the groups and no sunscreen on the second group, and sunscreen every other day on the third group.
Okay.
Who's the best?
The second group, obviously, nothing, right? Their skin got worse.
Mm-hmm. Who'd sign up for that volunteer group?
The people already not using anything.
People want to get tan.
Yeah. The third group, where you're using sunscreen every other day, they also showed almost zero results. But those who wore sunscreen every day found themselves looking 24% younger, 24% less wrinkles, 24% more hydrated skin than those who wore it every other day.
Wow.
So sunscreen works, but only if you wear it every single day. Your body has to, your face has to like absorb it and have reserves of it to pull out when there's dangerous UV rays.
Which SPF though? 30? 35,
they say 40, the highest you can get.
50.
65.
You can get 100 now.
100?
Yeah. But people assume if you're not going to be outside, if you're not going to be out sunbathing or playing baseball or something, that you don't need it. But driving in your car is where you get the worst.
My left arm is like way darker than my right arm.
A lot of women you'll see with these brown patches on the side of their neck is because the sun damage to the neck. I've been dealing with that.
Oh, I've actually thought about moving to England just to get the other arm tan.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized it's not sunny in England.
Yeah, it's very cloudy and rainy.
So I have to find somewhere where you drive on
Australia.
The right side.
Australia.
There you go.
But it's way hotter there, so then your right arm is going to be way more tan than your left arm.
You can just live there less time.
Just drive your car backwards.
Now, the people that were using the sunscreen every other day, they gave them this antioxidant, this pill that's supposed to prevent wrinkles and stuff, had absolutely no effect whatsoever. Did not slow down or decelerate the effect of sunscreen. So this is the first big, huge study on this about sunscreen. And they said that 77% of those assigned to the daily use group reported using sunscreen at least three or four times a week. And they had 25% less wrinkles after 3 years than those who didn't.
So if you're moving,
don't you want to have less wrinkles?
Yeah.
Isn't that a good idea?
Absolutely.
So why wouldn't you put something on your face at night? Is that a big deal?
No, I want to.
Does it feel too girly?
No, it doesn't feel girly. I just don't think about putting lotion on my face.
Yeah.
I'm just not used to it.
Got to moisturize.
I would like to.
I'm not a high-maintenance guy in that way. I don't like doing it. It's probably the only time of a 24-hour period where I look in the mirror.
Right.
Like, I don't even look in the mirror when she'll do my makeup and hair. She can do anything she wants. I don't even look at myself. So it's the only time I do something like that, but I'm doing it for that reason.
Really
sometimes
good to know.
Sometimes Kinsey will leave her stuff out, her face stuff out, and I'll see it, and I'll be like, oh, I'll put this on. I don't know what it is, but I just do it.
JC, one time I was in Mexico, and I saw this couple. Girl was really hot, and the guy went into the apartment or whatever, to the hotel room, and so I said, I'm going to try and just go over there and see what's going to happen. So I took my little sunscreen over there, and she rubbed it on my back for me, and so the guy came back down as she was rubbing my back, and the guy just looked at me and goes,
I remember that.
Hey, thanks, man. I said, for what? He goes, thanks for showing me how big of a hoe my girlfriend is. And he took off.
Oh, wow.
And I was
way to go, Al.
Wow.
I was like, yes, he's gone.
And Al was like, oh, good, so she is a hoe. All right, putting you on the spot, Jenna and Kelly, really quick.
Okay.
Is there one product for your skin that you say is a miracle, and everybody should use it.
Yeah.
If not, that's fine.
One product to take care of my skin?
To take care of your skin.
Yeah, Kate Somerville Moisturizer.
There you go.
My favorite thing in
Kate
the world.
Kate Somerville. Kelly, you got
one? I use whatever I have in the drawer. Like, I mean, I don't have a special product like that.
Yeah.
Like what? Scent store?
Well, I mean, I use like different eye creams and stuff. I just use whatever.
Yeah.
I don't have a certain Mud. Product I use.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah. You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
So if you're mega rich superstar Brad Pitt and you want your 6 kids to learn how to play soccer, what do? You take them down to the YMCA?
Sure, why not?
Or the UN.
No, you why don't not? Do that if you're Brad Pitt.
Got no time for that.
You hire David Beckham to coach your kids.
Ooh, bad move.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
bad move,
wow.
Brad Pitt. You don't bring in that good-looking David Beckham.
Around Angelina?
Yeah.
Oh, Angelina would never cheat with a married man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, will someone get me pregnant?
Why?
Because the way I look at it, if I could have a kid, then I could put my kid on Brad Pitt's kids' soccer team, and then David Beckham would be the coach.
Okay.
I think that's too far-fetched. Okay.
This is your way to get with David Beckham. And all it cost you is a baby.
Right. Yes, or you.
But yeah. I think Brad and Angelina pretty much have enough kids to make up their own soccer team.
Right.
They don't need your stinking kid.
And they need a few more.
Well, at the premiere of his film World War Z, Brad Pitt said he would love to get David Beckham to coach his kids' soccer team.
Mm, that's strong right there. That's pretty pimp.
He said, I've only met him a few times, but I find his talents more and more impressive. Thank you, soccer expert.
Isn't that funny? Rich people are so out of touch that they actually think something like that's possible, because pretty much they can point at anything and have it.
Yeah.
So why couldn't he have David Beckham coach his kids soccer?
Exactly. He's so famous it is possible.
Yeah. And is no longer playing soccer.
The LA Galaxy paid him $250 million to play for them.
And?
So that's how much Brad's going to have to pay him.
Okay,
no,
but look.
He's retired.
And Brad could also offer David a little side incentive. I can make you a movie star. And you know that's the only thing left for him to conquer.
I mean, if Brad Pitt offered you the opportunity to teach his kids how to be on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you take that?
Heck yeah. For free.
The first lesson would be you have to lose your accent because it cannot work.
Right.
America's not ready to hear somebody with that strong of an accent.
You're going to tell somebody to lose an accent. You, Kelly Ryan.
That's
made.
What I was told. They told me, talk like Connie Chung. So I go home and listen to Connie Chung, and I come back and try to sound like Connie Chung. And they said, well, that's not working. So go home and listen to Diane Sawyer and come back and try to sound like Diane
Kelly,
Sawyer. And
Kelly,
I went home. You remember when you auditioned me, how I sounded?
When I hired you,
it was awful.
I needed closed captioning like Honey Boo Boo. Kelly's like,
how Southern?
Hey, is there a chance we all go get out to the banana patch with the dog face in the lampshade? Uh-huh.
That was off the air.
With some cookies.
On the air, I was Kelly Raspberry.
And then she turned on the mic and she'd be like, hello, everyone.
Yes. Got me where I am today, Big Al.
Kelly, why don't you take off the radio voice and use the real voice on here for a minute, okay?
All right.
Just pretend you've been home for 2 weeks and you just came back.
Take us back to
Florence. Did you get any boiled peanuts while you're out there?
I did get some boiled peanuts. I was so excited.
Yeah, did you guys
go to
the buffet?
They were hot, too, because I hate to get the ones in the can because you have to heat them up in the microwave and they're never as good.
Yeah. Did you go to a buffet? I know your family loves to shut down the buffets.
Yes, our favorite buffet is the China All You Can Eat.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, what about you? Have good Mexican food in South Carolina, right? Mm-hmm.
San Jose
is our favorite.
Yeah,
or San Jose.
I love the fajitas.
Yeah,
the what?
The fajitas.
Say it right. It's fajita.
Fajita.
Don't be correcting me on my Southern.
Sorry.
Eating your pecans while you're there?
I'm allergic to pecans. You know that.
Duh.
You know, I've had celebrities ask me to do things that might seem beneath us at this point. You know, like, would you DJ my wedding? You know, would you be the DJ at the reception of my wedding?
Yeah, you don't do
I'm
that?
Like, that is so offensive.
No,
is that beneath you?
Well, what if you're super
besides
cool?
That, I got a bar mitzvah that night.
Yeah. I'm doing a prom.
Duh, it's high school prom season.
If you're a super cool rich guy and I'm getting married, you know, I'd love to have Kid Craddock DJ in my wedding.
But I don't want to do it.
Why?
Why not? I mean, you know, not for me, but for super cool rich guy. Like if Bill Gates called up and said,
no.
Why
The richest people in the world get married, and who performs at their weddings?
Right.
Beyonce's a wedding singer.
I'm not a DJ. I have, look.
But you have been.
There are no records.
Oh, kid.
Oh, come on. No, I mean, you sell yourself short. You mix it up on the ones and the twos or whatever they say.
I do like to do that.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
A condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.